The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, is thrilled to present a concert event for the ages. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. An all-star tribute to Canadian rock legend Neil Young, featuring Lou Reed, Ron Sexsmith, Iron and Wine, Joan as policewoman, and members of Broken Social Scene. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/cultureolympiad.
Tuesday, February 23rd, beginning at sunset in Montreal, broadcasting live on your local campus and community radio station.
Sometimes we get that instant homelessness. We didn't expect to be homeless, and we find ourselves on the street because of an eviction or a notice.
Canada's largest talk show on poverty and homelessness.
We have a mayor who compared poor people to pigeons publicly and said that if you stop feeding them, they'll go away.
The 8th Annual Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting February 23rd to 24th. A 14-hour live radio show from frozen street corners across Canada. Call in live, join the discussion.
Our demand from the federal government is $2 billion a year for social housing units across Canada. That'll just help us to start catching up to the 15 years that we've lost in building social housing in this country. It's really a glaring example of the negligence of the government.
Visit www.ckut.ca for more info.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcasting live from Vancouver on Tuesday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. SCITR 101.9 FM partners with CJSF 90.1 FM and Co-op 102.7 FM to bring you an hour of interviews and stories of how the 2010 Olympics are affecting homelessness in Vancouver. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Fuck up! When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
It's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker!
Here's the streaker!
Davies dropped back! He's got a throw!
Throw it
now
to
he's
the streaker!
Run with it. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down! And we got security getting after him! He's into the damn you call it!
He's into the end zone and he's breakdown! In the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security and he's
he
fell down.
Go!
Security is coming.
He's gone. For
get
the
up
entering.
The fence.
Oh, he's going.
You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He is gonna put his team shorthanded.
Smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
D, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8!
No one is safe here, we're all in danger. In that corridor, I see a stranger. Robbing around the circuit, I see a walking. Lock your doors now, I hear a knocking.
What's it no good? What's it no good?
Like a spark on wire, lost split in the woods.
Best of teachers get misunderstood.
Plaster off the ceiling, crypt in darkness, I see him standing. Make him move in the night, he's a horseman.
What's it no good? What's it no good? Like a spark on wire, on a splinter in wood. Best intentions get misunderstood, but that motherfucker is up.
Up to no good,
up to no good, up to no good,
up to no good,
up to no good,
up to no good,
up to no good,
up to no good,
up to no good.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I'm gonna stand.
sit back, cause we'll come at random. What to lose and you end up in the system. He's our friend, now we're gonna miss him.
That's a no good, that's a no good. Like a spark on wire, lost bitter and wood. Best intentions get misunderstood. But that motherfucker is a
to no good.
That's a no good, that's a no good.
LiveVan.com is Vancouver's most reputable community-driven concert calendar. New shows are listed daily by the city's most prominent promoters, but also by you. The musicians and fans who are the driving force of our local music scene. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they're personalized. They're integrated with local music directories that are constantly updated by the bands, musicians, and businesses who refer to them as they pick locations and lineups for their newest upcoming shows. And no one's barred from contributing, since we all know fans know more about the players than anyone. So visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest major and independent event listings. And while you're at it, check out our archives and discover how closely we all work together in this community, putting on the shows you love.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening today. My name is Marielle. I'm your host. My good friend Tim, who is probably, I would say he's my new co-host on this show. He is not here this week, but he'll be back next week. So if you miss the extra special Russian flavor that I've been having on my show for the past couple weeks, don't worry. He'll be back next Thursday to help me bring the rock, so to speak. You just heard Fucked Up off of their latest, actually, their latest release looks like a greatest hits album, kind of a singles from 2002 to 2009 compilation. It's called Couple Tracks, and the song that I played was called Magic Word, But that was the Day Trotter version. I don't know if that means it was like live or some kind of like various studio recording, but it was interesting. It's pretty good. The original Magic Word song you can find off of their album, The Chemistry of Common Life. One of my favorite fucked up releases, I'd have to say. You can also find that release, their album, The Chemistry of Common Life, on Reel to Reel, if you have a Reel to Reel machine. Perhaps you do. Perhaps there's one sitting in your basement or your attic or something, and it's just collecting dust, but you kind of have a feeling that it still kind of works, then there you go. You can buy Fucked Up's Chemistry of Common Life, and your Reel to Reel collection will sit at a total of one. And you can just listen to that record over and over again, if you truly wanted to. And before that, I played the Riptides off of their album Tales from Planet Earth. That song was called 2 Minute Penalty. And before that was Rancid off of their latest album. It's called Let the Dominoes Fall. That song was called Up to No Good. So if you want to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet at wealfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can check out podcasts for my show and for various other wonderful CITR shows through our website, which is citr.ca. I hope you guys are ready for the Olympics, because this is the calm before the storm, guys. It's just about to start. And I don't know what your plan is, but my plan is to stay inside as much as I can. And it's not because of my moral stance on the Olympics. I am just afraid to take the bus and the SkyTrain for the next 2 weeks. I hear that, and if you haven't heard this yet, then listen up. I hear that if you are planning on taking the SkyTrain anywhere around the city, to expect waits of about an hour or so before you can even get onto the SkyTrain. So expect to wait an hour in line before you can get on the SkyTrain. And kind of sucks, but I mean, like, there's not a lot you can do about it, right? The SkyTrains are going to be running at as if it was like a peak time all day. So they're going to be sending out all of their SkyTrains, and they're going to be running fairly frequently, but you're still going to have to wait a long time. So as long as you're expecting that, then that's all you can do. Just be prepared and don't get too angry or cranky about it. And there'll probably be a long wait for the buses as well. So every time I come out to UBC to do my show, I will probably have to give myself another hour or so. Olympic events do start at like 9 in the morning. So there will not be a lot that we can do about waiting for transit. But oh well, that's okay. It's only going to be two weeks or so. So don't worry about it, guys. It's going to be totally fine, I hope. Anyways, right now, I am going to get to some Set Your Goals. I have a new album out called This Will Be the Death of Us. And if you haven't checked this out yet, one thing that I really like about this album, besides the music, is the album art for it. And I think album art is something that a lot of people don't even think about anymore. Because, let's face it, if you have this album, you've probably downloaded it. Who went out and actually spent money, $15 or whatever, however much this is, to go buy this album? Not a lot of people. Who buys CDs anymore? Not a lot of people. So you probably downloaded it. You probably haven't seen the amazing artwork that comes with this album. So if you have a chance, I'm not asking you to buy the album, but take some time, look it up on the internet. There are pictures of this album online, I am sure. And check it out, because this artist is amazing. I don't remember his name. And I can't even... Nope. I can't even find it right now, but perhaps I'll look it up and tell you later. And some of the best album art I've seen in a very long time. So look it up, Set Your Goals. Brand new album. It's called This Will Be the Death of Us. And you're going to hear it right now on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Shouting words at a mirror, trying to find the hero.
I don't wanna let any of you down.
I see me on the floor of a room inside my own house with a set of darker eyes. Distortion shows how to open doors. I close for good reasons. Here's before.
Top three. calls like vampire bats deprived of blood into the New York City that we call. Time I've
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You are currently listening to Against Me off of their album Searching for Former Clarity. That song that you just heard was called Mediocrity Gets You Pears, the Shaker. Before that was Alkaline Trio with one of their B-sides and probably my favorite Alkaline Trio song. That song is called Queen of Pain. Makes me cry sometimes, but I can be a very emotional person at times. Alkaline Trio are releasing a brand new album very, very soon. It's called This Addiction, and it's coming out February 23rd, and that's a Tuesday. So it's coming out very soon. Tim is excited about it, as am I, and we have received, well, I guess we have found a copy of This Addiction, and we've listened to it, and it's great. And I love it, and I hope you guys love it as well. So I'll be talking about Alkaline Trio probably in the next couple weeks or so. And they are playing in Seattle. They're playing at Numo's, which is a great little club on Pike Street. And I've seen The Sword play there before. And I love it. I love it. They're playing at Numo's in Seattle February 20th, if you will find yourself in Seattle at that time, or perhaps if you're up for a little road trip. Before that was Strike Anywhere off their album Dead FM. That song was called Speak to Our Empty Pockets. Before Strike Anywhere, you heard Dear Landlord off of their album Dream Homes, which is Tim's favorite album of 2009, which we have learned recently. That song was called Three to the Beach. Before that was Coalesce off of their album Ox. That song was called Wild Ox Moan. Before that, you heard Set Your Goals off of This Will Be the Death of Us. That song was called Equals, and I started off that. And that's actually the song that I started off the set with. So there you go. If you wanted to check out what I played, I do post my playlist online at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com every week. I've been pretty diligent about it for the past little bit. And I am proud of myself because sometimes I drop the ball. And speaking of dropping the ball, actually, I just played Against Me for you because they're coming to town. They are playing a show with the Cancer Bats, which is an awesome lineup, by the way, March 2nd at the Rickshaw Theater. And if you were listening to my show last week, or it might have been the week before, Tim was here and we were talking about the show, and I was telling him about how I always drop the ball for buying tickets for shows. So I was talking about how much I wanted to go to the show, and Tim already had his ticket, and I was like, don't worry, I'll pick up my ticket soon. And guess what? Drop the ball, because that show is sold out, guys. Against Me, the Cancer Bats are sold out. But all hope is not lost for you. It is for me, but for you guys, I have a pair of tickets to give away for the Against Me show, and I'm not going to give them away this week. Gonna make you guys listen to my show and listen to me ramble for a long time. No, but I'll probably give them away next week or the week after, so closer to the actual show date. But I have two pairs of tickets to give away to the Against Me show for free for one of you lucky bastards out there who forgot to get tickets like me. So stay tuned till We All Fall Down next week and the week after, and you can perhaps go to Against Me for free. But not me, and I cry, and I shed a little tear. But there are a whole bunch of other shows coming up. So if you can't go to Against Me, there are so many other shows that you can go to that'll be just as awesome, if not more. Except for Mayhem. I told you about the Mayhem show last week. Not happening. They canceled their tour. I don't know why. I don't know why. I was really stoked on the Mayhem show, and now they're not coming to Vancouver anymore. And you are probably weeping tears of sorrow, as am I. But, oh well, what can you do? You've never seen Mayhem before, and now you won't. So, there we go. Nothing lost, nothing gained, really. Let us move on. Gravemaker are playing a show. They're playing with the Warriors, Sojourner, and Ill Intent. That show is happening February 15th, so this coming Monday at the Biltmore. Let's see what else is going on in February. Not a whole lot others. Bison is playing. Bison BC, they're playing February 19th at the Rickshaw Theater. And then the next day, DOA are playing also at the Rickshaw. That is happening February 20th. So besides that, there are a couple. Basically, February is being dominated by the by the Olympics and the Cultural Olympiad shows. So there might be one show that you guys would be interested in. That would be Billy Talent, Alexis on Fire, and the Cancerbats are playing February 23rd at BC Place. But that is a very large venue, and I mean, if you get stuck in the back, I don't know if you will be able to see anything. That's just my opinion. And then in March, we have a whole bunch of shows coming up as well. Like I said, Against Me and the Cancerbats are playing March 2nd at the Rickshaw Theater, but that show is sold out. Appleseed Cast are coming to Vancouver. They're playing, I don't remember which albums they're playing, but I saw it on a poster a while ago, and they're playing two of their albums in their entirety. So Appleseed Cast, gang back together, playing a show March 9th at the Biltmore, just for you guys. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club are coming to Vancouver. They're playing March 6th at the Commodore Ballroom. Creator is coming back to Vancouver. They're playing with Cataclysm, Lazarus AD, and I believe a whole bunch of other bands. So it's happening March 19th, also at the Rickshaw. See, very strong pattern here. Hammerfall and Power Glove are playing March 23rd at Venue Nightclub. And then Every Time I Die is also playing in March. They're coming to Vancouver. They're playing March 24th. I think that's a four at the Rickshaw as well. And then in April, we have King Kong and the Shrines returning to Vancouver April 12th at Venue Nightclub. Dillinger Escape Plan also coming back to Vancouver. The last time they were here was years ago, I do believe. They are playing April 9th also at the Rickshaw. Fintroll, Moon Sorrow, and Swallow the Sun. That'll be a very fun folk metal show. I've seen Moon Sorrow before. They're playing April 22nd at the Red Room. And I think that might do it for concert announcements for now. So a whole bunch of really awesome shows coming up. So don't feel bad if you didn't get tickets to Against Me and the Cancerbats like I do. Because there are a lot of awesome shows coming up. So don't worry. I'm going to play the Cancerbats for you right now, because they're playing two shows coming up in the future, and they're awesome, and they're Canadian, and I love them, and hopefully you love them as well. If you wanted to give me a call in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. As always, you can check out podcasts for my show and for various other CITR shows at citr.ca. So without further ado, let's get to some Cancerbats on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Destroyer, we're rising up from ashes.
You have been listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. You guys are awesome, as usual. If you wanted to download a podcast for my show, CITR.ca is the website that you would go to. And you can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Coming up next, we have Robin with The Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books. He's actually cool, despite how he sounds, so I can vouch for that.
No.
No. There we go. I'll be back next Thursday. I hope I make it on time on the bus. I don't know. I don't know how long the wait's going to be, but I guess I'll give myself a very long time to get here. I mean, like, the thing is, they're not... There aren't that many events here at UBC, right?
Just hockey.
I guess so, but I mean, everyone, like, the Beeline goes straight down Broadway, and so.
Well, the Broadway people, is the Olympic Lane.
I guess so.
Judas.
Yeah.
And then the West Side doesn't have the Olympic Lane because we don't disrupt them.
Let's not say that. Let's not. Let's not. Doesn't matter where people live, Robin. Doesn't matter. So we'll see. I will try my best to be here on time, but no promises. How about that? Robin's not even going to be here. He's not going to be here for the next 2 weeks, so at least I will be trying. That's all I'm going to say.
You're a better person than me, Marielle.
Something like that. Anyways, thank you very much for listening, guys. Stay tuned for The Inkstead Show on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping. Red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britannia.